never stop. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my heart. All God's children just
good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the Counseling Service, coming to you with another podcast. On tonight, it's about the narcissist. Haven't done it in a while, but something has to be said. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. And we come thanking you for another day. We come thanking you for strength. We come saying thank you. Thank you for this Friday, which is to say, it's Good Friday. And we just thank you, Jesus Christ, for all that you have done. And we know that you are in control, even at this time. Ask your Father, go into nursing homes, hospitals, Father, where people are that need to know you, Christ the Lord. They need to know you, and we thank you. So we just thank you for all that you've done, and we just thank you for what you're going to do. And we say thank you for it all, and we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right, here we are tonight. Now, on tonight, this podcast is in reference to the narcissist. And in reference to the narcissist, it is entitled The Narcissistic Smear Campaign. Oh, yeah. Scripture I'm going to use, which can apply to a narcissist as well. 1 Corinthians 7:15. But if the unbelieving depart, let them depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases. But God hath called us to peace. Oh, yeah. You can put this in a category with a narcissist. You sure enough certainly can, because narcissists play games, and they play games, and you want peace. And so this definitely can apply to them. Narcissism, as we know, it's only about control, and it's something that they got to have. It's something they want, it's something they got to have. You expose a narcissist, and he's not pleased with you. And so many put up with. They put up with it, even in the church. Yep. Mm-hmm. They put up with them. And you put up with them either for reasons of fear, for conflict. You're embarrassed that you're with them in the first place. And narcissists know how to make you quiet. The smear campaign is just what it is, just that it vindicates that point that to them that something is wrong, okay? But it's wrong with you, that you're the victim, insane, you're crazy, you're confused, you're mentally unstable, and the beat goes on. So in a smear campaign, this is what narcissists do. They put you in these categories to make you feel this way, that you are the victim. You don't know what you're talking about. It's about them. Remember, we said it's always about them. So if you're crazy, if you don't know what you're talking about, you're mentally unstable, you just don't know what's going on, you're insane, well, there they go. And they vindicate to that point. They get through to that point. And, you know, they will definitely, in a smear campaign, they will definitely defame your character. And any kind of, you know how they say, even dirty politics, they'll play with you. They'll linger you on smear campaigns. Things need to be happening in a smear campaign just so you'll know. You know, these were just little tips for you on tonight in dealing with narcissists, because I always come and I always say that it's about control. And with a smear campaign, see, I still want you to do something that you have to do. You have a part to play in this role if you continue to stay. Hold on, I'll be back. Hey, we're talking about the Anchor app. Listen, the Anchor app is waiting for you to get on it. Where you see the purple with the squiggly sign, that's the Anchor app. Anchor also monetizes you too. Anchor, been on Anchor for about 4 to 5 years. And Anchor, they fix their problems too. They will do it. Come on, give the Anchor a chance. You won't know until you get on. Get on the Anchor app today. You might just be a podcaster yourself. Anchor takes you places. iTunes, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, iTunes. Just a few, where they take you. Let them take you there. Get on the Anchor app today, and you will not be sorry. Many podcasts don't take you to different places, but Anchor will. Get on the Anchor app today. Anchor.fm. Anchor. Anchor. Hey, I'm back. I'm even trying some different music here. A 2-in-1, so to speak. Again, talking about the narcissist and the smearing campaign. Just a few little things for you to do dealing with the narcissist and the smear campaign. Speak out what you know is not true. Don't engage. Don't get caught up. You see, you get caught up with a narcissist and they're only going to try to control. That's all it's about. Pray for them. Yeah, pray for them. They need Jesus. It's like we all need Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, and the life. You want peace. That bondage. Dealing with that narcissist, get the help that you need. Don't engage. Write your triggers down. Write them down. Trust your truth. You know you're telling the truth. You trust your truth and what you say. Work on your emotional attachment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an issue. You're getting all attached to them. And you think, oh, things are just going to change. Oh, things will be all right. Know what you're dealing with when you're dealing with the narcissist. That's why you need to get the help. Get the help that you need. Teach your friends of support. And I mean support. Not just anybody. When you're dealing with this, you need real support. These are just some things for you to know in the smearing campaign of the narcissist. Because when they get finished with you, it's very stressful. Very stressful. We'll be praying with you and the narcissist. If you don't know Jesus on today, get to know him. on this Good Friday. Get to know him, that he can help you, even in this situation. Just let him come into your heart. Let him know you believe he died for your sins, and he will deliver you. The smearing narcissist. Get the help that you need. Quickly. Don't wait. When you wait, things just fester. Just remember, get the help that you need. I can't express that enough when I'm talking about narcissism. Because there's so many that stick around. They stick around. It's not about love. It's about control. Should not be. I saw this post. It was good. And made a reference of how, when dealing with narcissists, and like in the church, like kind of like have a service to kind of address these things. Have the right people there that can be advocates, people that know, have professionals there that can help people with this issue, because it's going on a lot. Narcissism and narcissism smear campaigns are happening. Get the help that you need today. Get the help that you need. Get the help that you need. Stop avoiding it. Get the help that you need. Blessings.